For whom the Lord loveth he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons, for what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Hebrews chapter 12 verses 6, 7, and 11.
He explains that such discipline is not prompted by anger, but by his love, and if we are rightly exercised by the disciplines, trials, experiences of life, they will work out for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. They will work out in us such characters as the Lord will be able to use in the service to which he has called us. The proper response of all who have the true spirit of sonship is expressed in the language of our Lord and Master, "Not my will but thine be done, O Lord, I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea thy law is within my heart." Such as thus respond to the chastisement of the Lord, step more and more into divine favor, and hear other words of comfort, of grace, of help. Reprint 30:59. The text again.
For whom the Lord loveth he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons, for what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Hebrews chapter 12 verses 6, 7, and 11.